This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Mahashivaratri festival being celebrated today paying homage to Lord Shiva. Nepali Army also marks Army Day and Shivaratri with a special ceremony. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Dubey engages in bilateral meetings on sidelines of high-level segments of 50th session of United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. 6 global support for Nepal's climate justice advocacy in international forums. And Israeli and Hamas officials say mediators resolve latest impasse in Gaza ceasefire deal. Now the news in detail. Hindus all over the world, including in Nepal, are observing the Mahashivaratri festival today, paying homage to Lord Shiva. The festival is celebrated, marking the coming into the being of Lord Shiva. There is a belief that the observance of the Mahashivaratri brings peace and prosperity to one's life. Devotees take baths in rivers and ponds, visit Lord Shiva's shrines and pay homage to Lord Shiva. The day is regarded as the favorite day of Lord Shiva, on which fasting is observed by some during the day. And the night is observed with the vigil celebrating Shiva. People also make bonfires at home in public squares and on temple premises. Classical dances are also performed at Kailaskut and Kirateswar of Pasupati area in Kathmandu today. The Pasupatinath temple in Kathmandu is visited on Mahashivaratri by devotees from across the country and neighboring country India. Meanwhile, Nepali Army has marked its 261st Army Day and Mahashivaratri Festival today. President Ramchandra Podyal attended a special ceremony organized by the Nepali Army to mark the day at Army Pavilion in Tudikhel of Kathmandu. During the event, President observed a few days' joy and Nepali Army's skill shows and performances. A contingent of Nepali Army presented a guard of honor to the heads of the state, who also serves the supreme commander of the Nepali Army. Nepali Army soldiers performed celebratory rifle and artillery fire, including volley and individual rifle shots. The event also featured floats showcasing traditional army costumes along with music and dance ensembles. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Dubey held a bilateral meeting with Minister for Foreign Affairs of Spain Joe Manuel Alberos Bueno in Geneva of Switzerland on Wednesday. The Foreign Affairs Ministers, who are now in Geneva to attend the 58th high-level session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, had a sideline meeting. During the meeting, Dr. Rana alluded the cooperation extended by Spain as a significant member of the European Union for the socio-economic development of Nepal. The Foreign Affairs Minister also urged Spain for the support and cooperation possibly required for Nepal in the process of graduating into a developing nation by 2026 and realizing the Sustainable Development Goals. Minister Rana also appealed for Spain's support in the context when Nepal has been advocating for justice in international forums regarding impact of climate change in Nepal. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana had a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Slovakia, Juraj Polanar. On the occasion, she discussed the matters relating to the mutual relations between Nepal and Slovakia and also the candidacy of Nepal to the UN and the issues Nepal has been raising in climate change in international forums. Likewise, Minister Rana also met with the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on the sidelines of the high-level segment of the 50th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva today. During the meeting, Dr. Rana reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the protection and promotion of human rights. She also highlighted Nepal's significant progress in human rights as exemplary despite limited means and resources. Dr. Rana also expressed Nepal's determination to conclude the transitional justice process soon, informing about outgoing efforts to draft a law aimed at completing the remaining work of peace process in Nepal. The Public Debt Management Office has announced the issuance of citizens saving bonds worth 3 billion rupees and foreign employment saving bonds worth 500 million rupees. According to a notice issued by the office today, both bonds will have a tenure of 5 years. The citizens saving bonds will offer an interest rate of 7%, while the foreign employment savings bond will offer 8.5%. Similarly, the sale for both bonds will run from February 27th to March 28th. The interest rate for these government saving bonds are 2 to 2.5% higher than those currently offered by the banks and financial institutions for fixed deposits. CPN Mao Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pressed the need for directly elected executive chief in the country. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Morang chapter of the Press Center Nepal in Biratnagar today, the Mao Center Chair argued that such a system of directly elected executive is necessary for ending political anomalies and addressing citizens' aspirations. Leader Prachanda also said that his party's ongoing awakening campaign centered on the east-west postal highway area has helped his party understand citizens' issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् त्यता चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now a sports news update. Nepal lost to Myanmar by 2-0 in the final of the International Women's Championship at Kathmandu-based Dasharath Stadium this evening. Myanmar scored twice in quick succession with goals in the 62nd and 65th minutes. The final half was competitive with both teams ending goalless. In their earlier group stage match on Sunday, Nepal and Myanmar had played a 2-2 draw. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israeli and Hamas officials say that mediators have resolved the latest impasse in the Gaza ceasefire deal. Israel had deployed the release of 600 Palestinian prisoners on Saturday, protesting what it called the cruel treatment of Israeli hostages returned by Hamas. Hamas had called this a serious violation of the agreement. According to the BBC, it's now expected that the prisoners will be freed along with the additional prisoners, possibly by Wednesday or Thursday, in exchange for the return of the bodies or for hostages. This clears the way for U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff to visit and push for the next phase of ceasefire talks. Meanwhile, thousands of Israelis gathered in Rishon LeZion for the funeral of hostages Siri Bibas and her two sons, whose bodies were returned by Hamas last week. Hamas confirmed that a delegation led by Gaza leader Khalil al-Haya concluded a visit to Cairo, reaching an agreement on the delayed prisoner release. However, there is no immediate confirmation from Israel. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the idea of deploying peacekeeping troops in Ukraine, calling it empty talks and deceit. His comments come after U.S. President Donald Trump suggested on Tuesday that peacekeepers might be needed if a peace deal is reached. U.S. President Trump is expecting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington on Friday to sign a minerals deal with a promise that Ukraine will have the right to fight on its return. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Prime Minister Denis Samyhal confirmed that a final version of the deal was reached after intense negotiations with the U.S. backing Ukraine's efforts to secure security guarantees. Meanwhile, Ukraine has said that 7 people have been killed in Russian strikes in the Donetsk and Kiev regions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mahashivaratri festival being celebrated today, paying homage to Lord Shiva. Nepali Army also Army Day and Shivaratri festival with a special ceremony. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba engages in bilateral meetings on sidelines of high-level segment of the 58th session of United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. Six global support for Nepal's climate justice advocacy in international forums. And Israeli and Hamas officials say mediators resolve latest impasse in Gaza ceasefire deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website at www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.